You are now listening to a message from Ekka Christian Center. Get set to be edified. God has blessed you.
One, two, go. Let's go. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, and with all thy getting, get what? And read again. Wisdom is what? Therefore, get what? And with all thy getting, get what? Wisdom is the principal thing. So in every single thing that you have to do on the earth, you want to build, all right, and you want to enjoy on the earth, the first place to start is on the place of wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the right application of knowledge. So wisdom is not seen in what you know. Wisdom is seen in what you do, what you know. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So wisdom is done, is seen in application. Wisdom is seen in the choices that you make. All right? You can have someone that has knowledge, you could say the right things, but does not do the right thing. He can know, but is not wise. Wisdom is seen in what you build, in what you design, your systems. All right? A man can have a philosophy, but that philosophy is not translating into his action. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. And the fact that you have wisdom in one area does not mean you have wisdom in all areas. A man can have wisdom in finance, but not walk in wisdom in maritals, in relationships. Praise the Lord. For example, a man who has children everywhere is not walking in wisdom. He may be a successful musician, maybe a great banker. So he may have wisdom in the area of banking, in the area of finance, but does not have wisdom in the area of relationship. He doesn't have that wisdom. And a lot of the ills we see, tighter ills that we see, all right, on the earth, it stems from a lack of wisdom. Remember, as we're going to see today, in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, let's turn in there. Proverbs 9:10, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So if we are going to enter into the school of wisdom as it regards maritals, as it regards building a legacy, building a name on the earth, all right, through your family, all right, the fear of the Lord is where we start from. Hallelujah. The underpinning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 24:3 says, through wisdom, glory, hallelujah. He said, through wisdom is what? A house. True wisdom is a house what? Wisdom is for building. Every house that is built, there is a wisdom that is behind it. Praise the Lord. Every house that is built, there is a wisdom that is behind it. No matter how poorly built that house is. So, how well built a house is reflects, or how poorly built or how well built a house is reflects the wisdom behind, all right, the person who built it. So how your home is, all right, the way you relate with your wife, the way you relate with your children, all right, the integrity behind you as a man, the integrity behind you as a woman is a reflection of your wisdom. So as a woman, for example, you marry to a man, but the kids don't belong to the man. You have low wisdom because you don't understand the repercussion of that action. That action has repercussions that will, you know, go on the earth way after you're dead. It has inheritance repercussion. It means that you gave birth to kids who will be seen, all right, by the family that are supposed to be their family as bastards. And it was your decision. Praise the Lord. Crying will not sort it. You understand what I'm saying? It was your decision. So we have to be very careful about the decisions that we make. Glory to God. As a man, the woman that get pregnant for you, it's your decision. Making sure that that woman is your wife, it's your decision. It's a revelation of your wisdom. Wisdom is not in... So don't confuse wisdom with knowledge. A man can say the right things and do the wrong thing, because he has knowledge of what is right, but does not have the wisdom to execute what is right. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. I'll give you an example, something you know that happened recently. One of our members in one of our churches, his wife is carrying twins. So he had gone to a private hospital, and they told him, so he had gone to an army hospital, and they had told him that, listen, we need to do a C-section because the baby, all right, from what we're seeing, the babies will come out early. He said, no. He stood early. You know, he was arguing with the doctors. And said, no, no, no. So he took his wife out and took her to a private hospital, and they were there. And now, so his wisdom level at that point went against what the doctors advised, which means his wisdom as regards that issue was low. Are you following what I'm saying? But he had enough sense to remember that he had a senior pastor that was a doctor. They put a culture to it. He was trying to reach me at night because he was thinking that the wife was not okay. She was in pains and she was uncomfortable. And he tried getting me the night before. I didn't, because I meant it and praying. So I didn't make a call. So in the morning, I said, what's going on? He now explained every single to me. I said, take your wife out of that private hospital and take her quickly to that army hospital, because the army hospital has the capacity to deliver that baby, all right, and put the baby in incubator so that that baby can survive. He went to the army hospital. They did what they were supposed to do. Mother and babies are fine. Now, what happened there? Wisdom. Are you following what I'm saying? Wisdom. Because if wisdom was absent, he would have been insisting. And probably, what would have happened with that? The baby would be lost, and the mother might die. Then you now say, oh God. No, it wasn't God. It was a wisdom problem. Everybody say wisdom. 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 And this also should affect who you marry. Because if you marry a foolish person, you are in danger. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are in danger. If you marry a foolish woman or you marry a foolish man, you are in danger. Especially if the person is foolish and proud. That's a very dangerous combination. You are in trouble. Praise the Lord. You see, the worst kind of foolish person is the one that does not know they are foolish. You know, if your mouth is smelling, and you know your mouth is smelling, you will brush your teeth. But if your mouth is smelling, but you think that it's smelling minty, you will open all your mouth to talk. And you now make it without, you know, you make it very evident that your mouth is... Are you following what I'm saying here? So, don't take things concerning maritals carelessly. Don't be in a hurry to marry. There are some women's lives that would be better if they were single. I'm telling you. Than marry wrong person. Marriage has been, you know, I'm not against marriage. I like marriage. Praise God. Don't get me wrong. I'm against wrong marriages. The best place to hear about the regrets concerning wrong choices with marriage is, go and listen to your mom. All right? Mothers that are honest, they will tell you, you know, the truth. And most times, when mothers are warning their daughters, they are warning their daughters not to replicate their own mistakes. Sometimes the daughter does not understand. You think the mother is trying to cramp, you know, get in her way. But she's trying to say, don't make the same mistake that I made. I'm seeing the same pattern play out. I'm seeing myself in you 30 years ago. I didn't have the wisdom I have now, and I'm trying to protect you. So let us look at this. Let us just look at some few statistics as we go on. Now, it's important to gain wisdom, as I said, about the marital institution. Now, according to a 2023 report, the divorce rate in Nigeria, now this is based on the sample study, I think it's higher. It's about 2.9% with women. Listen, you know, the divorce rate in Nigeria is about 2.9% with women initiating divorce against their husbands the most. 60 to 62%, according to a 2023 report. Divorce in Nigeria is more common in the South, Northeast region, and Lagos, Abuja, and Port Harcourt. And the major causes of divorce, listen, according to the report that was done, number one, Money. You see, never make the mistake of saying, it's them. Mm-mm. You see, the people that this report is about, they're human beings. So you have to understand that if it could happen to another human being, I have to make sure take necessary steps. Number one, financial issues, economic hardship, unemployment, poverty, inability to provide, or disagreements over money strain marriages heavily. I told you about a case of a woman that got married and she had debt of 50 million naira. 50 million. Pampay is pursuing her for 50 million naira. And they just got married. You know, I was talking to a daughter, she was saying, I believe that my debt is not his debt. I said, so when you're like, the Pampay people are disturbing me again, what do you expect him to do? He will be worried. Your debt is his debt. All right? Praise the Lord. In one compilation of 3,000 cases, financial problems led with 1,035 filings by wives and 490, these divorce filings, and 498 by husbands, nearly double among women. Praise the Lord. Expert links this to Nigeria's economic challenges where hardship erodes patience and stability. You have cases where things are so bad that the man says he wants to return to the village. I had a case like that. Things were so bad, the man says he's returning to the village, that he can't stay in the city again, that things are there. The woman refused, that she's not leaving, that she's going to stay in the city with three children. Hallelujah. She will stay in the city. The man went back to the village. Then the woman stayed in the city. Then, you know, there are some people, they don't divorce. They just stop living together. Then they now begin to realign. So she realigned and got another guy in the city that she was living with, while the husband was where? In the village. So she got pregnant for this other person, wanted to get married to this other person. The family of the person said, no, we can never allow you to get married properly with a woman with three children. What was the issue? Money. Number two, second reasons for divorce, infidelity, adultery. Cheating by either partner destroys trust and is frequently cited in petitions and counseling reports. So when we are looking about wisdom in relationship, obviously these things will form into what we are looking at. Glory to God. I said glory to God. All right. Now, in sample data, all right, 367 women filed for divorce from their husband on the basis of cheating, while 193, all right, by the husband. In fact, according to data, women file more for divorce, all right, when there is cheating than men. There are more men, according to data and polling, are more forgiving. So there are more men who are forgiving their wives for cheating on them than women forgiving their husbands. That's what the data shows. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because, you know, the reason why I say it's not true is because when it happens with women are louder. They will come and say, how can... No. But the man, you keep quiet. And just keep moving on. And that's why men die early. Praise God. Because we want to test it. Some men sit down and open up what they are dealing with. We want to test it. Glory to God. The third reason. Incompatibility. Emotionally, personality, or lifestyle mismatches are often from rushed marriages. Pastor, I met him last week. He proposed this week. Look at God. Mm-hmm. Now them. Now them. Hallelujah. Yes. All right. Incompatibility. Couples prioritizing glamorous weddings over assessing long-term fit. The focus is on the wedding, not the marriage. Number four, fourth likely reason for divorce, according to reports, domestic violence. All right? Domestic violence. All right? Where domestic violence, in terms of sexual violence, physical violence, and all. There are some folks that say that a man cannot rape his wife. A man can rape his wife. All right? Don't let us get into the legal aspect of rape. If your wife does not give you consent, and you force yourself from her, it's rape. Hallelujah. It's just the way he is. I love him. Something your destiny is fighting you. They've slapped you, they are punching you. You say, are you Jesus Christ? Are you dying for our sins? It's only Jesus Christ that once they beat him and they hung him on the cross, once for our sins, they are beating you, slapping you. If a man lays his hand on you, that's the end of the relationship. The pastor, there are no men around. Better die single than be inside house where they are beating you. It's not necessary. You can die. There was a woman like this. When I was still practicing medicine, the man beat her, her face. It was as though she got into the ring with Mike Tyson. Every part of her face was swollen. When I was practicing, when I heard the odor, I said, I smiled. I said, good, this man is going to pay money. You will pay. I first admitted that. I said, because she needs to stay long, in peace. Because after this kind of beating, she needs a vacation. So we first admitted her, and we gave her a drip. And we're giving her painkillers. How are you doing, ma? First day. The man said, doctor, when will you discharge her? Don't worry, I'm still monitoring. I'm checking for concussion. No. Second day, doctor, after I can give him bill, like 150 to 200,000. Sir, can you reduce it? No, sir. We really spent a lot to take care of her. Because you see, I need to make it economically irresponsible for him to beat his wife. You are dating. Check the propensity for violence. You went on a date. He sat down. Something happened with the whip, and the way he stood up, and he was roaring like a lion. On a date, the restaurant was vibrating. What kind of service do you people have here? And he shook the waiter. What kind of service? And you were like, looking. And you were saying, yes, what kind of service? Auntie. God is speaking. You should listen. Praise the Lord. Domestic violence. Number 5. Lack of communication. Constant arguing. They are both speaking. Nobody is hearing anything. Number 6. Other notable factors that contributed were family interference. In-laws. Father-in-law wants to meddle in the decision-making in the house. One of the reasons for divorce. All right? Mother-in-law, that kind of thing. Praise God. Like there was a case where the father-in-law, all right, bought a brand new SUV for his daughter. He knew the husband was struggling financially. Praise the Lord. Now the daughter was like, oh, it's my dad. But you see, we men, we know when somebody is trying to use money to buga us, you understand? Maybe there was a conversation that happened and they're arguing. The best say, okay. Praise the Lord. The next day, like this, bam, 2026, Lexus something. And just say, a gift to my daughter and gives it to the distant and just sends it to the house. That thing, you can say, oh no, it's a message. The message from the father to the husband, I pass you. Shut up. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I also had a case like that. Sad case. A woman was married, her husband abroad. She had given birth to a child. And the husband had bought a ticket for the mother-in-law, that's the girl, wife's mother, to come abroad and do an omugwo. Okay? But because the family had some issues with him, all right, they wanted to kind of like, they were trying to show him that they were an important family and that he's doing as though he has money, but they have more money. So he bought a ticket. It was an economy ticket. And sent it to, you understand? And they sent the ticket, and the ticket was, he was supposed to arrive at a particular airport on a particular day. One of the sisters of that girl changed the ticket and bought a first-class ticket. In her mind, economy. Bought first-class ticket. And
the arrival date was different from that other one. The airport the woman was supposed to arrive in was different. So they said, the mother is coming. Oh, if husband had not driven on the day he bought tickets, ticket was his own ticket, the woman used, and arrived there. And they said, no, mama is already around, though. You know, and they said, this is the city she is in. I was like, I don't understand. When he found out, he lost. He said, do you know how much I paid? I paid almost 1,000 pounds. He said, I stepped in and said, don't worry, this and this. Then the second time they gave birth to a child, the guy now also bought business tickets. They did the same thing again. Part of what causes divorce and separation. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Rushed marriages. Emotional immaturity. Sexual incompatibility. Now, you see, this sexual incompatibility part is usually due from, I will explain it when we get there. Somebody who has slept with like 500 people, now marrying virgin, they will be incompatible. Praise the Lord. One wants snake in the monkey shadow. Sexual position. The other one is like, you know, praise the Lord. Because there are some folks that actually need deliverance. Praise the Lord. Amen, somebody. Some people need deliverance, so. There are some that while they are having sex with their husband, they are saying the husband should flog them. The husband is like, why? Why am I flogging you? I should flog you. How? What are we flogging you for? Not knowing that that person has some. You, the person, when you were dating person, the person looked like they are okay. Because when you are doing dating, everybody looks okay. Oh, you understand what I'm saying? Everybody's okay. Everybody looks okay. Everybody's talking well, you know, smart talk. And, you know, everything looks nice. It's when you enter marriage, you now enter problem. Like, a man got married. When he got married, night of this thing, he was not telling his wife that he wants another person to join them. How far are we praying? Another person to join them to do what? Christian, no. The church, it was church they married. And the guy was saying that if she loves him, she will agree. So marriage is not straightforward. Amen? You know, there are things I said in sermons when I was younger. Praise God. As I've grown older, I was like, Kini, it's not straightforward, man. Glory to God. It's not straightforward. That's why you should pray. You will hold your head and pray. Some people, they marry, the head of the husband was correct. During the marriage, the head became not correct. Sometimes they marry, the head of the wife was correct. They just had a baby. All of a sudden, postpartum depression hit, and all of a sudden, boom, something changed, and she couldn't revert. Hallelujah. So you have to understand. Then paternity fraud. A woman getting pregnant to somebody else and presenting the child to somebody else. Now, according to research, 64% of firstborn children do not belong to the fathers that they claim. According to a report, praise the Lord. And Lagos, Abuja, and Port Harcourt are the highest cases of paternity fraud. There was a case of a very popular radio personality that the wife was caught, you know, with paternity fraud for him. And when she asked him, he was asked in an interview, that why didn't you tell him he was not his child? He said, it was not my fault. He assumed that because we were married, that the pregnancy that she had belonged to him. Praise the Lord. He assumed. Praise God. Now, you see that kind of character, you would have picked it up during what? If you did proper praying and investigation, as we will look at in this teaching. Amen? I said amen. Now look at this quickly. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Glory, listen. There are no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. So the very fact that these things we've mentioned is happening amongst men, it means it's common to what?
To men.
So it means that you, if you are married, or you are, you know, you plan to get married, you should think about these things well. And make decisions when it concerns maritals on character and not on silly things. Glory to God. Brother, you are saying, oh, the bomb, 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 bomb. You will use that bomb, bomb to give you child that is not your own. Don't worry. They will use it to give you child that is not your own. You better look at... I'm not saying you should not look at beauty. I married a fine woman. Amen. But, listen. One of the major reasons why I married my wife was character. It was character. It was not... It was character. I wanted peace of mind. Glory to God. I saw people, you understand, yellow like purple, black like ebony. I saw all sorts. I chose character. Because I wanted peace. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Yeah. We've never had a fight in our 10 years marriage where we're breaking stuff. No. Hey, 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 hey. And people were coming, stop it now. Don't. Stop it now. Stop it now. Stop. No, we didn't. Nothing like that. Because I know what I'm going to do on the earth. She has an assignment too. We are busy people. We can't be wasting time on nonsense. Are you following what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So you must take your assignment very seriously to make the right choices. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. The pastor, my boyfriend is a Yahoo boy. What is your advice for me? I don't have advice. Marry him. Marry him now. Say you don't want to have sense. Marry him. Marry him tomorrow. Don't wait. Don't think. Since you don't, this thing. You see, the pastor, Yahoo, we are taking back from the white man what they took from us. We're a thief. Stop rubbish. Let us call what it is. Don't be talking that rubbish. Hallelujah. Now let's look at some things. 7 wisdom keys for healthy relationships and marriage. Hallelujah. Now let me just talk a bit about fraud. You know why I speak against Yahoo and those fraud things and tell you that even if you are in this church and you are doing the kind of things, don't tithe stolen money here. God will punish you if you do. No, I'm serious. God will punish you. The angel of this commission will punish you if you do. Keep the money away from this church. Listen. It is because of you see, there are first level repercussions. Second, third, fourth. It is serious. First, a lot of those guys are into the occult. They are into the heavy occult. You are polluting your lineage. Because you see those spirits that you went to consult. They will stay with your lineage. Not your lineage. They are battles your children will fight. You are playing with the devil. You think devil is playing. You think you are doing. You can play chess with Satan. After that, I will go and give my life to Jesus. You are saved now. He will still come. Satan. Don't joke with Satan. No. Don't play with his toys. That's number one. Number two is that it distorts the socio-economic landscape of the country. A lot of you cannot. You are struggling to get house to rent. Is that not correct? The prices are very, very high. Yeah, we are always contributed to it. They messed up the shortlet market. They messed up the hotel space. Because they will come with the money. Whatever the price, they will pay. And because Nigeria, we are very immoral. The one problem in this country, we are very immoral people. You see our governments, they are a mirror. They are a reflection of us. If we took people from any gathering in this country, and you put them and replace the entire, that's why people say, we need a revolution. I always say, you are wasting your time. This country. If you killed everybody in government and you replace them, we'll do the same thing. Remember when I started, Abacha must go. Abacha must, did he not go? The same thing is what is happening. The Because we need to have moral codes. A landlord knows this person does not have a job or a business he does. He knows this guy is a fraudster. He collects money from him and gives him house to rent. And you have estates filled with fraudsters. Fraudsters everywhere. Now, the honest person who is doing his job cannot get a house. Praise the Lord. Land, every single thing, messed up. Now, even you, when you want to travel, they are denying you visa. You know, I was trying to get a visa to go somewhere for ministry this day. I'm a banker. I'm a senior banker. My bank, then, where I was working, wrote to the embassy. It's our staff. This is this. They denied me visa. They said they couldn't trust my bank statement. In America, it's the same thing. Many of the deniers young people get. Do you know that if a Nigerian got a role, there was a particular Nigerian I knew who applied, right, for a CFO role in a company in Canada. This guy was overqualified for the job. They now asked him, where are you based? Nigeria. That was there. He said, we cannot hire, all right, a CFO from Nigeria because of the risk index. Risk fraud index. The Nigerians are known for fraud. And it would not make sense for them to hand over the keys to the vote to a Nigerian. That's because of Yahoo Yahoo people. Who will hack into people's email correspondence and pose as CFO and steal millions of dollars. Then they will come and begin to money in our water. Praise God. Seven wisdom keys for healthy relationship and marriage. That's why I don't pity this. They catch the person. I say, good, they'll catch you. Then when I see the wife, all right, of the person that they caught, that was a fraudster, I don't have pity for her too. Because she knew. You were driving Benz. Where would the money come from? You knew, sir. You knew. Stop it. You knew. The pastor of that person who's a fraudster, I knew. There's nothing. There was no way I should have shut up. You knew. He's 25 years old. He's driving 200 million naira car. You knew. Glory to God. Talking to one of my friends, who was saying that in their church, if somebody sends a offering of 50 million naira, 100 million naira, he will call. How are you doing? Thank you for your gift. Please, what do you do? Yes, it's the right thing. Right thing. It's not, you will not be saying, where's this favor? This grace called favor. Mm-mm. Oh God, what do you do? Marco Bami, what do you do? Before they come and say, we are doing money laundering in our church. What do you do, sir? Oh, I mean this. Okay, thank you. We can accept your money. If you cannot say it, we will return your money. We are going to heaven in this place. Hallelujah. Heaven, we are going there. Praise the Lord. We are going, in this place, we are going to heaven. And we are not going to be ashamed when we stand before Jesus Christ. Because of, amen? Seven wisdom keys for healthy relationship and marriage. Number one, anchored. All right, having a relationship with God. When you think that all churches are the same, that just accept money, not this church. We thank God. That's why I want to work. I want to have my own job. Because there are certain things I, personally, as for my consecration, I will not do. And one thing is, I will never be beholden to a church member to eat. Me, Femiola Le. That there's one best member we have to call for him to send money so that we can eat. God forbid. I have too much Holy Ghost pride for that. I will walk with my aunts and take care of my family. This church does not take care of my family. So I can speak the truth to you. Praise God. You stop tithing. You don't affect anything. Glory to God. Amen. Yeah, integrity is more important than riches. Amen. So anchor your relation. Act on the relationship in God. That's number one. So you start with God. Psalm 127 verse 1. Glory. It says, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wicked but in vain. Particular girl was in the choir. She was dating a guy in Port Harcourt. She did not know the guy was a cultist. Praise the Lord. She didn't know the guy was a cultist. One day, she went to spend the night with him, and the guy, you know, beat her up, sexually assaulted her, and chopped her up. Yeah. Chopped her up. He needed organs for rituals. He used his girlfriend. It was neighbors who were perceiving the foul smell of death from his house that called the police. And they broke in and they saw signs that human parts were all over the place. And they had to take him to where he buried the remaining parts that they didn't. Anchor the relationship in God. There are wicked people in the world right now. Praise God. Praise the Lord. All right, anchor it in God. You are in Lagos. You say you are dating somebody in Benin, and he gave you transport to leave Lagos to come to Benin, and he told you not to tell anybody, and you too, you are going. Anchor the relationship. See God's face concerning the person in question. Pray! Get a go-ahead from God. Talk to people. You have a pastor. Pastor, there's this person I recently began to talk to. You understand? Talk! Glory to God. Bring God into the matter. Praise the Lord. God knows more than you ever know about the person. Amen. So, involve God. Number two, watch. Seven wisdom keys. Watch. Matthew 26, 41 says, watch and pray that ye enter not into what? So, he says, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. So, there are certain trials in marriage that if you watch well, you will not enter it. Glory to God. Yeah. So even if you made a mistake, you have started dating the person, you have a relationship. A broken relationship is better than a wrong marriage. Amen. Listen. A broken relationship is a success. A broken relationship is a successful relationship. It means that we try to see if it will work and we found out it will not work. It's not a tragedy. Hallelujah. The reason why broken relationship feels like tragedy for a lot of people is because inside the relationship, we did all the things we're not supposed to do. You have seen your breasts. You have seen his penis. Everybody has touched everywhere that they're not supposed to touch. So now that he has broken, you're like, somebody has seen me naked. He has my news. That's the real problem. Praise God. So don't persist in the relationship only because you prayed. It is possible that you might have missed something. I've heard a lot of people. You see, right now, as a pastor, I've been doing this for 25 years now. I don't trust it when Christians come and tell me that I prayed and God said she's the one. I just say, amen. Glory to God. Even if a pastor came to tell me, you know, the Lord told me, led me to this. Oh, yes, yes. I'll be watching you. Because there was a pastor, you're a pastor friend of mine. When we were in school, who said the Lord led him to a past class sister who was my classmate? And they were dating. Amen. Then freshers came from Unilag. And one particular girl came. The girl was fine. Even me, I know the girl fine. Tall girl, fair. The moment that girl entered College of Medicine, there was chaos everywhere. Regis wanted to date her. Senior Regis wanted to date her. Married people wanted to date her. But a good girl was, she was a Christian. She was my spiritual daughter. All right? So when that guy started making moves, all of a sudden I just started noticing, you know, they were talking about the word of God, you know, revelation. You know, you see, this is what the word of God says here. This is what the word of God says there. The girl was in relationship. She was doing word of God with this girl. So me, I was like, no, maybe it's word of God. You know, after she's my spiritual daughter, I didn't have any intentions. I'm teaching her the word. But she was still mentioning, you know, I remember, I said, okay, what's going on? Okay, you know what's happening and stuff like that. I heard that this brother had broken up without that sister the Lord told him was his wife. He's praying about a few things. And the prayer finished in weeks. Boom! He's already dating this tall, fair girl that the Lord said that he was the one. Now, I hope I had the wisdom to say the relationship, you know. They are very married and they are in Canada with children. Amen. Glory to God. But what I'm saying is, what happened to the first God told me? So the first one says, God told me, you must watch. Right? God spoke to both of us. Mm-mm. If what you are watching and seeing is not lining up, walk away. God will not. You understand what I'm saying? Walk away. Let me give you a few things to watch for. Number one, sexual indiscipline. Or sexual discipline. You just notice that people are subbing you. Or when you come in, some people start looking at you this thing. You know? Because your boyfriend has been toasting them. That is sexually indiscipline. You are dating, the person is sexually indiscipline. In marriage, it becomes sexual indiscipline pro max. You know, iPhone, there is pro. Hallelujah. You know, there's iPhone 17 Pro. Then there's iPhone Mini Kinicon. Then there's iPhone Pro Max. You will see Pro Max. Then there's Pro Max. Hey. Hallelujah. Don't say it will change. It will not change. When you are dating someone, as you what you see, just accept it like that. Glory to God. It's like that musician that is always giving birth to children up and down. You understand? You can't say it will change. It will not change. You are being foolish. I will change him. Hey, sisters, you can't change any man. And brothers, you can't change any woman. Only Jesus changes people. You are not Jesus. Amen. Accept people like that. Now, if they change, glory to God. But you see, have certain non-negotiables. Glory to God. Number two, financial wisdom and discipline. You are dating a guy or a lady who is playing sporty. Something bets. This one. The person comes and tells you, babe, I lost all my money in crypto. You lost all your money in crypto. You don't have sense. No, I'm telling you, I want to see that. I'm going to use words today to get you angry. So you will not. So when you want to do it again, this voice will be ringing. You don't have sense. You don't have sense. You don't have sense. You don't know how to plan. How do you put all your money into one investment vehicle? That's lack of financial wisdom and discipline. One day I will talk to you about the gambling industry. Listen. Understand it. The principle of the casino is this. The house. You know the house? The house always wins. Are you hear what I'm saying? What did I say? The house always wins. Let me tell you one story. It happened recently in gambling. I think there was a football match. Right? There's a football match. So, people had placed a bet. And the way the bet was going, and the match was going, it looked as though a lot of people had placed a bet in one way. And the way the match was going, it was like it was going to be a mega cash out. Do you know what the betting company did? They locked it up. People could not withdraw. People could not change their position. They locked it up. They waited 24 hours. They now came and said there was a glitch in their system. You cannot beat the house. So that deception that, don't worry, he go enter. It will never enter. You are the one that will lose your money. Gambling is one of the highest demonstrations of financial indiscipline. Financial indiscipline. Never, ever. If you find anyone, man or woman, that is giving to this thing, or is playing high grade, you know, he's doing forex, you know, all those risky investments, and the person is dogged inside, don't worry, I know what I did. Pack your bag. You are going to suffer. Just pack your bag. Then I do the needful. Glory to God. There is a reason why married men appear to make more financially sensible decisions. It's because the weight of responsibility guides the decisions they make. Praise the Lord. Next, watch for spiritual discipline. Does he pray? Does he fast? Does he have? I'm not saying he should be a man of God or, you know, like a pastor, but does he have spiritual discipline? Does he read the Bible? You see, when you say, but pastor, all these Christian spiritual people are fake. And see, listen, the man needs to have a moral compass. He needs to have a guardrail that stops him from doing certain things. Because one day, if he doesn't, he will use you for a ritual. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There must be something. a guardrail. Check for it, you must watch. Glory to God. I said, check for it, you must watch. Character formation and development. He may not be there yet, but is he developing as a human being? Is he developing as a Christian? Then does he have emotional intelligence? Emotional intelligence is the ability to know when to shut up and know when to speak up. Some people don't know when to shut up. They can talk everywhere. They are always talking. And the talk always brings problems to the family. Like there was a woman. She went online and she tweeted at a popular musician that something that he raped somebody on Twitter. The woman was a married woman. The musician saw it and got police involved, all right, and wanted to arrest her using cyber criminals. That lady ran to Ghana. The musician contacted authorities in Ghana. They caught her in Ghana and brought her back to Nigeria. Now, husband that did not even know his wife had social media accounts. Is that the one running around saying, please, oh, please, I was begging, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh. Don't mind someone that doesn't have emotional intelligence. Any small thing, wah, and we are in trouble. But the one that does not know how to, doesn't know the information, family secrets that should not be said outside. Any small fight, disagreement, Instagram live. This marriage thing now. There's something my husband did. On internet. Or you are subbing your husband or your spouse on internet. Emotional intelligence. You will know from dating. Number three. Submit. Third, wisdom key for relationships and marriage. Submission. Someone say submission. Proverbs 11:14 says, where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is what? Stop. Listen to me. Ensure you don't do dating or marriage in secret. Seek counsel of people that are older, wiser, and more experienced than you are. Ask questions. You are AS. The person you want to marry is AS. Don't say, Roshototo, we have faith. We will do it. I can't lose you, baby. ask, seek counsel, please. She's AS, I'm AS. What do you advise? Are you following what I'm saying? Seek counsel. You're having issues in your marriage? Look for counselors. There are a lot of men, I don't understand it. They feel that if they ask for, seek counsel concerning marital issues, it makes them... I don't get it. I heard one person say one time that he doesn't believe in third parties in relationship. Have you married before? Which experience you get? You're having problems. Look for counselors. We're having this problem. What do you think? You will find out that there is an angle both of you are oblivious to. A counselor will show it to you. And say, this challenge you're having, not peculiar. Other people have had it. I have had it. This is how we solved it. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. For counselors. Look for counselors. There are some things I can't say here because not everybody here is married. Praise the Lord. So we can't get very graphic. So we keep it simple. Amen. We have to keep it PG. How do you say that? This thing. PG-14, I'll be something. Counselors. You need counselors, though. Counselors. Number four. Ask questions. Look at them and say, ask questions. I've seen some people, they just meet somebody. Whether they are dating, doing love. I love you. You love me. Have you eaten? Have you woken up? Have you slept? Have you washed? Have you eaten? Are you eating? Stupid question. They don't ask sensible questions. It's useless question they always ask. How was it your day? Did you see the sun? Did you see the moon? Did the moon come down? Did the moon go up? What did you eat? Some people, they can use have you eaten to finish you. Have you eaten? Have you eaten? Kilo de chauffeur onje funi. Kilo de. Have you eaten? Is not the question I'm telling you about. Ask three questions. Glory to God. Look at it. In Ruth 2:11, it says, "And Boaz answered and said unto her." He was talking about Ruth. He said, "It had fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast led thy father and mother and the land of thy nativity, and I come unto a people with thou knowest." So it means Boaz asked question about Ruth. Praise God. Dating on courtship time is a time to ask questions about the person and their family. Ask questions about the following. Like, where are they from? I come from Kwara State. Where in Kwara? Praise the Lord. Who are your parents? There are some folk is that when they wanted to now say they want to marry, that's when they were now knowing details about the parents. You don't even know the full name of the person you want to marry. Details about their hometown. Where are you from? Glory to God. There are some places where if you want to marry in their hometown, the father must first sleep with the daughter-in-law to open the marriage. You have to understand where you are marrying into, because there are some weird things in this world. Praise God. There are some places that part of the marriage is that they will first flog you like a goat. They say, lie down. Why? You must be able to show that you can take the punishment. Ask well, though. Don't assume. Because the girl will now say, "I didn't want to tell you because if I told you, you will run." Yeah, a lot of, "Why didn't you tell me?" I've seen. Ask question. Do they have any peculiar traditions or covenants in their place that are familiar? Are the parents Christians or are they traditional worshippers? Before you are told you need to carry something to a river to marry their daughter or to marry their son, ask questions. Glory to God. Because there are places where if the husband die, the woman must drink water with ashes. Ask questions, no? There are places where inheritance laws forbids the wife of inheriting anything. So you need to ask the husband, I had a case like that. A particular young man, all right, was from a particular place, right? And the woman was from the same place as he was. So the mother of the woman said, "Come, I have to ask a question. When you people buy property, I want you to commit that it will be in both of you's names." Girl was like, "What's that? You want to take my property?" "He doesn't have any property. He doesn't have any property. That you want to what? What's all that?" The man, woman said, "Listen, because of what I'm going through," when she lost her husband, she got nothing. And they say it's tradition. The family of the husband took everything. Then she's not going to agree. "My daughter, I've put a lot of this and I know her. She will put her money and they will do everything together. I want you to that everything you must be in both of you people's name." The guy refused, and the mother refused to give blessing for that marriage. And the lady, as much as he loved him, she listened to her mother. And when he told me and he complained, "What is all this rubbish?" I sat in and said, "The mother is a wise woman, and God will bless her for me." I said, "Yes, she's a wise woman. The reason is very simple. She's protecting her child. It's a simple thing. You are supposed to have emotional intelligence to understand," he said, "no, that she should trust you. You. It's not you that is the issue. It's tradition. You understand? Tradition." She's saying she wants to be sure that you have sense to protect her daughter. Glory to God. Am I talking to somebody here? Is this registering with anybody? Glory to God. Are there recurring patterns of family battles? For example, my senior sister, anyone that, you know, just noticed this thing, we are praying about it. What are we praying about? My senior sister got this thing. When she gave birth to this thing, she ran mad for like 6 months. Then Then my second senior sister, when she gave birth, she ran mass for about 6 months. We are praying. We have involved pastors. It's not that you say, I'm not married, no. It's so that you will know the battle you are about to marry into. Because you can love the person and say, don't worry, I'll be your savior. Yeah. Are the parents together or separated? Very important. Doesn't mean that, if they are separated, you say you will not marry. Mm-mm. It just means that you understand the dynamics you are entering into. Praise the Lord. Then again, is this pattern of separation, divorce, a pattern in the family tree? All right? Is it that the parents of the person you want to marry are separated? The brother, like that, the brother of the father, everybody is just a pattern? You need to know. In fact, when it comes to marriage, listen, you know, back in the day, marriage was not handled at the me and you level. It was handled at the what? Family level. So that emotion was not part of it. So all these things I'm doing, most of the time, the families were the ones that did the investigation. In Yoruba culture, they call it iwadi. Investigation. They had to dig deep to find, check. And I said, okay, let's do it. Praise God. Now, is there any idolatry? Are they worshiping idol in this person's family? Are they still serving Ogun? Ashongo, Ashokono? Is there a difference in spirituality of the parents? Maybe the person you are dating is Christian, but their parents they are Muslims. Or they are traditionalists. You need to know. Praise the Lord. Because if they are traditionalists, it means that before you meet the father, you must take some steps in the Holy Ghost. You can't just go and meet, amen, because meeting the father is crusade. Is somebody understand what I'm saying? Yes, Wadirani. You will pray before you meet the father. Call house that they've offered sacrifice to Shango, but you want to just enter there and say, hey. No. There are some families, if you're not spiritually strong, leave it alone. You hear what I said? Leave the girl alone. Leave the man alone. If you're not spiritually strong. Because there are some ladies, they mind your family, they're not spiritually strong. From the first day, somebody will be flogging them inside dream. And they wake up, and somebody was beating me. What happened? What happened? Did you watch a horror film? No, somebody was beating me. If you are not spiritual, don't do it though. You need to, there are some places that you need to be a part before you marry into some places. Glory to God. Number five, is somebody paying attention? This is a pastoral sermon, no? Please listen to it well. That's why I notice there's no Greek and Hebrew I'm calling for you. Practical. Number five, what is their sexual history? Hallelujah. What is their sexual history? It's important to inquire and discuss this close to marriage. Why did I say close to marriage? You see, it's not everybody you just be opening your mouth and be telling amen. So that you understand what I'm saying. Close to marriage, maybe you have not said, okay, everything. Then ask questions. All right? What are the views of this person on sex before marriage? Does Bible say, no, I don't, because I've even been getting that in now, that many Christian brothers, they say they cannot do, what do you call it? Abstinence. That they must have sex before marriage. You are not a Christian. You are not a serious person. You're a Christian. You want to be sleeping with somebody before you marry. Oh, serious. Taking it. For what? Say you want to dry wash. It's not molu. What are you talking about? You better go and learn sexual discipline. Listen to me. If you don't master sexual discipline before marriage, there are some men, their wife can't touch their phone. Because you see that number that is mechanically, not a mechanic. Not a mechanic. You just hear? CEO Anointed Ventures. No peace. Hello? Honey, I'm coming. Hello? See, your guy stay there. There's network. Which one is it? Hello? Then you log on. Why are you coming in by this time? Ain't I tell you not to come in by this time? What is all this? I'm at home with my wife. What is that? Why are you calling me at this time? I need, why? We talk tomorrow. Don't worry. We talk about, what do you want? Oh, why? I'll send it. What is all that one for?
Praise the Lord.
Marriage does not cure lust. Everybody say it. I want us to sing it like a... Say it to me. Marriage does not cure lust. I'm sure every married person here knows that it doesn't cure lust. It doesn't. You cannot... It's not possible. Your wife cannot give you sex every time you want. Which means you must have a control over that appetite. Hallelujah. Yeah. You have to have control over that appetite. Then some now say, oh, no, the solution is polygamy. Just have many wives. Praise the Lord. I don't think polygamy is a wise... I don't think it's a wise structure. You're still struggling to love one wife. You want to now add two. Your blood pressure is rising on one. You now want to have two. How? What you just have, you're going to turn your house into a battlefield. Most people from polygamous home, they have a lot of battle they fight. Why? When a man has seven wives and he's a rich man, all the seven wives will be fighting for his attention. Then when he gives attention to one, the other six will begin to suspect that there is something diabolical going on in that attention that he's giving that one. So do you know what they go and do? They go and look for options to get his attention. And before you know it, spirit will now enter into the home and everything now become, you know, very interesting supernatural concussion. One child begins to do well in school. So the husband begins to say, this is my child. He's doing well in school. Not like the children of this one or the Nigbobo one. That one says, my own child is all there. He goes and go and does something to that child that is doing well in school. All of a sudden he begins to fall sick. The thing becomes dramatic. So you now find people from polygamous homes that become Christians and become spiritual, you find that part of the things they have to sort is that thing. They have to exercise the authority over that, all those spiritual drama that happens in their homes. As a man, you must ensure that you don't bring children into chaos. You bring them into peace. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't let your spiritual, your sexual indiscipline launch you into chaos. Glory to God. Let's continue. So what are the views of a person on sex before marriage? Or sex after marriage? You know, sex after marriage too. All right? You know, those things are important because there are some people after marriage, you'll say, we need to have sex once in two years or something. No, you know, sex is a duty in marriage. Now, how sexually active are these people currently? Were they sexually active as Christians? Are they sexual addicts? How many previous sexual partners do they have? Have they had any history of being sex workers? Person was a prostitute before, or the person has, they didn't go and prostitute but sold their body for money. Very important. Any history of sexual trauma, rape, incest, any abortions done by the woman or sponsored by the man? Not only women that do abortion, men do too. They are the ones that pay or were responsible for the pregnancy. That was what? Aborted. You say, how does that have to do? What does that have to do with anything? If it's a woman that was aborted, every woman that has done an abortion, there's an emotional issue that stays. That memory never leaves. It never leaves. And the person she did abortion for, all right, broke her trust. And she's always going to carry that thing inside of her, all right, that, all right, I need to be careful about men because men can break your heart. So you now begin to find that she's married, but she's a low-trust person. She doesn't trust her husband. Not because of what the husband did, but because of what somebody else did. Hallelujah. Someone who has had sexual trauma may need to see a therapist. They may need help because they may not enjoy sex like others who didn't have trauma would. They may need help. So those conversations need to be had. The man who they've aborted severally for, that person is playing with the justice system on the earth. That person is going to have things we deal with. There will be things with. There are battles that person will have to fight. It's very different because life is spiritual. Blood is powerful. Glory to God. Amos 3:3. Can two walk together except they be what? Now you see, this teaching is not for condemnation, it's for awareness. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's for what? Awareness. For you to know. Number 6. Know your potential in-laws. To a large extent, somebody says, I married her. I didn't marry her family. Say, lie, you married the family. Praise the Lord. To a large extent, you need to know the family who you are marrying into. The family you are marrying into is more important than who you are marrying. A marriage is a planting into an existing family tree. So you need to know the family well. What are you looking out for? You have to ask, is there any history of mental illness there? Is there a particular disease they deal with in the family? You need to know. Praise the Lord. Any familiar pattern that is noticeable? Maybe many widows historically. So, for example, you're a young man and you find out that all the women in the person you want to marry family history, they've lost their husbands. And they lost their husbands max 5 years afterwards. Doesn't mean you won't marry. It just means that maybe you need to go and find out why those are... And do the necessary things spiritually to ensure it keeps you. And when I mean do the necessary things spiritually, I'm talking of prayer. Because I don't know where this video will get to. Glory to God. All right? Or maybe there's unexplainable generational poverty. Everybody in this present family is just poor. As BSC, poor. There is nobody by mistake prospered. You need to check. It's not everything that is sinful. Some things are spiritual. Glory to God. Any history of wickedness against brides or groom from particular tribe or belief. You see, it is the reason why when you want to listen, pay attention, listen. Sometimes, you know, when you want to marry somebody, when they are going for events where everybody, the wives of the other husbands and stuff will be there, go, open your ear, listen. 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 Don't talk. Go. Just listen. Listen. Are they wicked? Are they wicked? You have small feminism blood in your this thing. And the person you want to marry into, whenever they have a family this thing, all the women go to the kitchen outside to be frying meat. They don't believe in hiring cook. They say all the women must go and physically be frying meat and the this thing. You need to know. So that maybe you tell your husband, I won't fry meat for everybody. So what is going to happen is that whenever we are doing this thing, I will just bring Alassi. He will represent me in that cooking competition you have going on. As for me, I'm not doing it. And he agrees. Are you understand? Because there are some things that should not cause quarrel. Once you know, you can fix it. Praise God. Is there any history of witchcraft or occult involvement? Currently or in the past? My father is a Ogboni. Praise the Lord. But I'm born again. Praise the Lord. So we need to know so that we know what we are doing. Is there any generational wealth or generational debt? Their debt, the whole family is paying. Hallelujah. Any court cases on land or on any legal dispute? Is the father a drug baron? So how does that happen? They went to strike competitive drug baron. The competitive drug baron said they should kill any member of the family. And they now say, oh, the daughter is dating somebody. Let us kill that one. And you don't know anything. They kill you. They now say they've made a point. You should know. Hallelujah. Marriage? No. You must know. Look at him as you must know. Some people don't understand what marriage is. You can marry and sign your death warrant without knowing. You should know. Ask questions. You are being distracted. That's not the point. That's all you'll be doing now. You should know. Look at them, say them, you should know. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. Some people almost have lunch inside hotel and slept with this thing and contracted problem. Problem. There was a guy that got, he took one, he went to a club and took a, was taking a girl home. So they were driving on Tottenham Beach. This case was a case they took to MFM. But you know MFM, there are some places you take those kind of cases to, you know, just because of. So the day was like, we were driving on Tottenham around like 2 a.m. So the girl said that they should do something fun and exciting. The guy was like, really? So she said she should park on Third Mainland Bridge at 2 a.m. This guy, his brain was not telling him that normal girl will not tell us to be parking to Third Mainland. You know Third Mainland Bridge at 2 a.m.? Wait, man. Go. You understand? At 2 a.m. They let them do some freaky stuff. They finished. All right? And the lady, after she finished, opened the door of the car and jumped into the water. The guy on the spot, oh, Yahweh, he went mad. No, you. Stop it. He started calling people. I'm in trouble. What happened? I'm in trouble. He was hysterical, like he lost his marbles. They took him for deliverance straight. And he'll be shouting, fire, fire. This you don't have sense. Nah, yeah. Brother, listen. You are not the answer. You are not the answer. When some people are trying to make you get something, take it. It's not that thing that is the goal. There's something they want to collect from you. Be sharp. Discipline protects you. Discipline ensures you don't have any weak points. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. Was sex involved? All right? Was sex involved? Was there a pregnancy? Was there violence, sexual or otherwise? You want to know what you are dealing with. Like, for example, I had been in 9 relationships before I got to my wife, but most of those relationships ended because of genotype. I'm AS. Right? And many of the ladies would come and tell me that they are AA and will start. Then when we now go and do tests, I find out they are what? Why did you tell me you are? I knew that because you are told me, because I lost a sister to sickle cell anemia. Right? So I've had trauma from loss, from SS. So I made up my mind. You see, before him, I was in love with a lady that was AS. And I was chasing her. No, this is the woman. God spoke to me. She's the one I'm going to marry. When I lost my sister, every desire died. Because the girl was saying no, that no, she doesn't feel me. In fact, I did two. I sponsored 2 of her birthdays. I was doing Lover Boy. 2 birthdays. Shut down. The lady was saying, I was trying to make it happen. No. The moment I lost my sister, I said, no. I'm not doing. So it was, whenever, what's your genotype? That's the first question. So I will not go far. What's your genotype? If I ask my wife, That was, what's your name, time? I said, I'm AA. Thank you, Jesus. And that was not where it ended. When we met my parents, because of that thing, when we met my parents, you won't believe it. My mother, Hamba, where is the result? Bring result. Where is the result? So then I owned the hospital. I actually took my wife to my hospital. I drew her blood myself. I drew, bring your hand. Like this. Yes. And they took the blood to the lab. And I told them, what is it? AA. Everywhere is cool. Why? You don't take chances. I hear what I'm saying. Don't go and spiritualize me and your pastors. That's what I did. Don't go and say, Rako son toto bonto. I have a word. Mm-mm. Watch and pray. You had a word. Make sure that when you watched, the word you got, it lined up. Very simple. Tragedies in marriage, you can minimize it. I'm not saying that when you are, but you can minimize it. Amen. And one thing I want to warn you is this. Don't make marriage a do or die affair. The people that usually marry wrong are the ones that are desperate to marry. Because desperation takes discernment away from you. It takes discernment away from you. And I always tell folks, as a pastor, I've seen a lot of, I know what is going on with some marriages, and I can tell you, don't rush. It is better to marry right. Hallelujah. And ensure that the quality of your life improves as a result of marriage. Not that marriage now begins to add prayer points. You are 15 years older because you're married. And let me just say lastly to husbands here. Do whatever you can to improve the financial destiny of your life. Don't be stubborn. If something is not working, it's not working. You hear what I said? If it is not working, it's not working. I'll tell you my own example. I sold my hospital and went to full-time ministry. It was not working. When my full-time ministry means that, you know, we are believing God to pay our bills. I wasn't doing anything. And I was a highly skilled person. And I got married on faith. I spent like 100 and something thousand naira on my wedding. You know, Yoruba wedding, that's the thing about Yoruba wedding. If you go to a Yoruba wedding and you see all those money, it's not the couple that spent it. It's the family. So don't go and think that the couple had money. My wedding, I didn't carry most of the bill. I didn't have money at that time. All the money I used for my hospital, I used for ministry, I spent everything. I was collecting 15,000 naira per week from church, so 60,000 naira salary. And that 60,000 naira, it was not every time I got it. It got so bad, because that time my wife was a student, my dad had to pay her fees. My dad. I was 31 years old when I got married. 30 going 31 years. I looked at her and said, no. Not what I want for my marriage. And I spoke to the Lord and I said, Lord, I'm asking, allow me work. And Lord gave me permission. And he opened the door. And he told me where to apply. And that was one of the best decisions I have ever made. Best decision. Because what God did for me was that God now gave me speed in the corporate world. Praise the Lord. Make sure, take the financial destiny of that home. Whatever course you need to take, whatever improvement, whatever thing you need to do to make sure you upskill, do it as a man. So far it's not illegal, do it. Hallelujah. Do it. And women, wives, sisters, upgrade also. Have the capacity to earn and support your husband financially. Are you hear what I'm saying? Yeah. Be the woman that you can see that husband is going through a lot and bring something to the table. So that you don't have a husband who is breaking, he's trying, you can see he's trying. There are some husbands that will just sit down at home and they're not doing, they say, I'm working on a few things. No, that is a bad, that's a terrible character to have. It's not masculine at all. I'm working on it. He did this. Shanda la kakunta la da da. No, listen to me. You are being wicked. Because when you are doing shanda la kakunka kataka, your wife is carrying what she shouldn't carry alone. Refuse it. That was what I did. I said no. Praise the Lord. No. I took a decision. I wasn't stubborn. God called me to full time. God, no. I chose, I will not allow that I have to be calling members for my family to feed. No. This was a decision I took about 9 years ago. Because when you don't do that, this is what happens. When a woman begins to carry the burden of the family alone, she becomes masculinized. She begins to lose her femininity. The woman now begins to act like a man. And the moment a woman transits into acting like a man, you cannot domesticate her back. She can't go back to being feminist. You cannot. When you are not trying to assert, I'm the man, which man? No. She was a woman when you married her. But you allowed the pressures of life. Come on now. And she now began to masculinize. She now began to take decisions. Pay this, sort this, sort that, without your input. No. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? This thing I'm telling you, I'm happy you are hearing it now. You are young. There are some of us that are married here. A lot of us are young. Listen to what I'm telling you. It's a pastoral sermon. Take it seriously. Praise the Lord. Don't be used, no excuse, oh. Take it seriously. You may not be able to, maybe something is happening, you may not be able to do as you used to do before as a man. Do something. Hallelujah. You do something. And make sure you are really working on yourself. Put yourself out there. Business knocking, get a job! And do the business by the side. What you must not allow as a man, that you are unproductive. You are, it will affect the kind of children, the psychology of your children. They will grow up saying, I grew up in a household where my mother was the breadwinner. Your children will not notice. There are things you fight as a man. You fight in prayer and you fight physically. Of course. What you do and what you don't do is shaping the destiny of your family tree. Take responsibility. Glory to God. Have we heard something today? Have we learned something today? Rise up on your feet.
Thank you for listening. We are sure that you have been blessed. For more messages, kindly search for our Telegram channel using the link t.me/oikiacc. God has blessed you.